Blog Talk Radio.
Serving these streets, Princess Jazzy in the building. Hey, yo, check it out. You are now.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Black Ops, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax. And listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games.
Grown Man Gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
Are we live yet?
You're live. Okay,
you're
live.
Holy,
get that call. Boom, baby.
There
you
go. Yeah,
yes.
It's only 2.5 minutes.
Is everyone here?
Man, we like 2 minutes. They know.
Let's have a roll call. Are we all here?
We all here, man. I mean, let's say, look, I'm going to call names like we in the classroom. I'm going to need you to say present, Joe. Patty Mac.
Here, sir.
Papa John.
Amp.
Aaron?
I'm present. All
right, welcome back to episode 6, right? Grown Man Gaming, yeah. I believe. We've been doing this for 6 weeks. Damn.
Yeah, I do believe it. This is my first visit, thingy on Grown Man Gaming.
This is Papa John's first time. Everybody be as hard as possible on him. We got some news.
Yo, hold on. Whoa, I don't like the sentence. What? Be hard on him on his first time?
Yeah, that's what I said, Paul.
Just be hard on him. No homo, yo.
Okay.
No homo, yo. No homo. My bad. It'd be like,
sorry, dude. I'm in the future. You know, I got to make some fucking dumbass jokes.
No, but. We didn't even really go over topics. I got stuff written down, but I ain't really tell y'all what they were.
Freestyle commentary out of Spanish.
No, we freestyled anyway, but right out of the gate, the first thing that I seen that was new, this is not even exciting. Sniper Elite 3 has been announced. Patty,
yeah.
I know you like that game.
I mean,
what are your thoughts?
You know, the very first one they made was like Ghost Sniper or some shit, or Sniper Ghost Recon. I don't know. It was fucking horrible. Then they made that fucking World War II one, which was a remake of, or an update of an original one even further back. And it was good. It was kind of boring unless you have that really sort of fucking OCD mind about trying to set shit up perfectly with fucking explosives and setting traps for people and stuff. The new one, I've kind of seen little clips here and there. I'm not entirely sure if I'm sold or if I'm interested, but yeah, I mean, I can understand why they made another one. Because some of the shit, I mean, in the last one, there was an achievement or a trophy on PS3 for shooting Hitler in his one remaining testicle, which I think is cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you get to shoot Hitler in his testicle.
That is pretty fucking cool.
So, you know, if we
get
to do that...
What happened to his other testicle?
Well, he only had one testicle.
He did?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Hitler only had one testicle. Hermann Göring, or was it, no, Goebbels, Joseph Goebbels had no testicles whatsoever. He'd had them removed. So, yeah.
Wow.
So, but, like, the name of the achievement was something along the lines of shot in the ball or something like that instead of shot in the balls. So if I can actually find that shit. Because I've got my Xbox beside me. I can fucking pull up the achievements and stuff. You guys talk among yourselves while I'm doing this.
No, man, you kidding me.
Just like going Sniper by the last game.
I seen somebody playing that Sniper League. I thought that was like a mini game on a PlayStation Home or something. I didn't know what that was about.
No, it was a big game. I mean, it got Sniper League V2. There it is. Let me see.
How interesting was it to play, though? You know what I'm saying?
I found it interesting because it was very intricate. I mean, it wasn't run and gun. You had to kind of scout things out. You actually had to be a sniper. You had to scout shit out. You had to figure out how enemies would react, how many enemies there were. You had to allow for wind conditions. You had to fucking allow for the Coriolis effect, which if anybody played COD 4, you'll have heard them mention the Coriolis effect.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly. It was very, very tactical, which meant it was very, very slow. You couldn't just fucking charge right in there with a pistol and blow the shit out of people. You had to do this shit properly, you know? But
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say. I mean, certain times.
Yeah, playing Call of Duty, you're like doing that 360
no
scope W triangle YY stuff. You can't do that in that game, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, you gotta fucking lie down, because if you don't lie down, you'll fucking shake all over the place and your fucking bullets will go offline. You gotta fucking, if you got a headshot, it would do like a slow motion fucking X-ray vision and show the bullet going through, and if it went through any of the major organs and stuff as well,
That's just like Max Payne, when you get the final, when you kill the last dude, it does that slow motion jump. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And there was achievements, you know, for getting fucking ricocheted headshots. So, you know, your bullets would pass through people and fucking you could get collaterals and stuff like that, you know, on fucking headshots. But the bullets would actually, like, say you shoot the first dude in the head, but it hits his helmet, and that'll deflect the trajectory of it slightly. So instead of you getting a dead straight headshot, it might knock the bullet downwards, and the next guy will shoot him in the chest, and the next guy will be in the balls. And, you know, it wasn't simple. The shit was fucking complex. You need the fucking degree in engineering to fucking figure out some of this shit.
Oh, man.
I didn't buy the DLC for it, so I don't know what the achievement for shooting Hitler in his nuts was. Or his nuts.
You know, what? There's something going on. You know why?
Right.
All our show's been good. As soon as Papa John get on here, we have all these.
Man, here we go. Don't blame me for this.
I know
this has nothing to do with me.
Somebody,
and anybody that's gonna shout "Oh my gooey" is gonna leave themselves open to interpretation.
Oh my gooey!
Man, look here. I never said that, man. I never said that. That's what they wanted me to say.
That's what you said. I remember. I told you I had sniper relief. Well, I ain't have it. I game flew that thing. I was like, yo, this game is like, this is for people that, like, you really want to lay down, you want to start measuring wind and all that stuff, because you're going to stand here for about 30 minutes before you take the shot. I ain't had a count of time, yo.
Yeah.
Nobody got time
for that.
Sweet Brown, though. But, no, there's a Sniper Ghost Warrior.
That's the one that I was
coming out.
I thought that was the same thing as
game.
Oh, it is? I thought it was the same as Sniper Elite.
No, you kind of could go ham in Sniper Elite, Ghost Warrior, whatever the fuck it was called. You know, you could run around and have all the weapons and shit like that, so you could go kind of fucking crazy with it. You didn't have to set everything up.
See, no, when that Sniper Elite, you know, they're like, put a bouncing Betty here. Lay down right here. I'm like, man, I'm out playing Call of Duty if I'm sitting in the corner. I want to get out here and shoot some people.
You know what Ghost game was great, yo? That Ghost Recon, man.
That game was
excellent. Besides all the lag stuff, yo.
Which one are you talking about? Because I had Ghost Recon.
Ghost Recon,
Future Soldier,
yeah.
Yeah,
Future Soldier,
that one. Fuck that shit. No, I had Brawl 2 back in the day. I'm talking like fucking 10 years ago. That shit was awesome.
They had that cloak stuff on there, did they?
Nah.
Of course, the Future Soldier, man.
The Future Soldier that did.
I never had a problem with that.
No, you know what it was? The thing that really turned me off is there was no team deathmatch, man. You cannot have a shooter without
EDM,
man. And they had EDM over there.
the game modes on there was fine though, like that where we had to capture the cache and secure all the data and stuff. That I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but you remember the connection sometimes on that?
Yeah, the connection sucked. The connection was freaking terrible.
Like it had good hit detection, but if the connection was bad, you think you shoot a lot of people with Call of Duty now? That you might literally four clips.
You might empty two or three clips before you think you killed somebody in that game. You know, when the connection was terrible, oh my god!
And
then it was one game. The connection was so bad. We had a host migration. We was winning. It was me and Smagwa. I'll never forget this shit. It was me and Smagwa. We was beating the dog shit out of these dudes, man. And then I don't know what happened. It was a host migration. Next thing you know, we came back. Everyone's back, and we just blew up the damn thing to put a host migration. And then all of a sudden, yo, we were sitting there trying to capture the cache. It wouldn't let us capture the cache. And then every time we died, the other team came and captured the cache, and the game ended immediately. Yo, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, they really came back because of that super host migration. And after that, man, I stopped playing Ghost Recon. I freaking love that game, too.
Man, it could have been. And as much as I hated MW3, that should have been the game to keep me off of that. But they couldn't get it done, yo. As far as connection, we might as well talk about that. Connection is everything, and I keep having this debate with like people that really like the game, and they'll say there's nothing wrong. Like, what has happened to connection? It's not just Call of Duty with bad connection. Like, Madden's connection is garbage. It's on all consoles too. Like PC, the gamer complain. What is going on, man?
Well, the thing I don't get is, technology has improved so much that everybody has a better internet connection than they did 5 years ago. But yet, if you have a game from 5 years ago, you'll get a better connection on it than what you get now.
Yep.
You know, like, I mean, my internet speeds, I get like 15 down, 1 up or some shit like that. Fucking 2 years ago, I had fucking 3 down and fucking 0.3 up. And yet I got better connections playing games 3, 5, 6, 7 years ago than I do now. It has to be to do with the servers that companies are running games on. It has to be. I mean, that's the only... Well, it doesn't have to be. I have no fucking idea about technology. But I'm Irish, so I'm saying it has to be about that. And that's it. That's, my word is law and gospel, so it has to be the reason why.
KBS. And I mean... I used to play Madden on DSL. And like 06 on PlayStation 2. That was when, there wasn't no 8 million people online. It was probably like, let's say, 600 people. I ain't never lagged. And I had like down like 0.5 up, if that, never lagged. And now I'm on here. I got 50 down because I upgraded my internet because I'm moving. So in the house I'm moving to, I got 50 down, 25 up. I was lagging my ass off playing Call of Duty. For real?
It's unreal. Then you'd be on 4 bars and your screen still jumps like every 2 or 3 seconds or some shit like that. And then even when you're fighting somebody, especially dude with a shotgun, it's just rage quit central, yo.
Shotgun, and this is Call of Duty. Every shooter you play, the shotguns are ridiculous, dog.
Crisis, that shotgun, yo.
Crisis, Max Payne.
Max Payne was ridiculous. I don't even want to talk about that, man. I just don't.
Max Payne was the game for everybody.
Max Payne, I traded that game in so fast after I beat the story mode, yo. So fast.
The shotties, man. What do y'all think about them? Like, just in general, it's just like they put guns in the game that kill faster.
Like, it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, there was a time where you actually had to be on target and shoot people and get the kill. Now it's like, bang.
Like, you just aim and you just get the kill instantly, yo. Like, it don't matter where you aim. Aim at the foot, aim at the back of the ear, you aim at a pinky toe. It's a kill, yo.
That's happened to me.
And the melee system on there was a one-hit kill, too. Just like Call of Duty, man.
Yeah, but
sitting
there
shooting the hell out of him. And next thing you know, he hits you with the back of his gun, yo.
I mean, the melee system, for me, the melee system on there, like, I think it wasn't a knife in like square or circle. It wasn't R3, yo. Like,
no, it was square. It was square on
that's
there.
The problem. Like, with the duty, like, if knifing was B or circle for everybody, that's fine. Cause like, but when you already got your finger on the analog and you ain't gotta do nothing but push it in, who can get a knife kill? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just bullshit. No, but Jazz Turkey said everybody on Black Ops 2 got T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
And that's,
oh my god.
I mean, that's real stuff though. Like the knife, and you can't get a knife if you want to on there. They did a little too much.
Since I when I first started playing, I was getting panic knife a lot. But ever since the game really been out, I haven't really been panic knife in a while. Like I've been drop shot at most. Like they said, fuck the panic knife. We're talking about the drop shot. Yo.
Everybody
that,
drop
that's
shot
all that's been happening, man.
Point five KD, drop shot. Like, I didn't get killed by dudes. Look at they score. Look at they kill that ratio after the game. Why did he do that? 0.27. He just MLG drop shot me. But,
man.
I think the next thing we might want to talk about real quick, because we had two episodes ago, we had somebody call in and ask about Watch Dogs. Now, they keeping this game. They ain't dropping. No, like, this is probably the biggest game in secret, maybe of any game that's been a big game in like the last couple years. They're not releasing no information. The only information I have is that, number one, is it Ubisoft or Ubisoft? I don't care what it is. Y'all know it.
I was calling it Ubisoft. Fire,
those are the guys that make Assassin's Creed, and originally a lot of people thought they were going to use that engine. But they come and said they're going to use something newer and better than the Assassin's Creed engine. And like I said, it's going to be a stealth game. A lot of people don't really like those. A lot of people do. It really depends on you. If you like to get out there and just go ham and kill everybody, the stealth games ain't really for you. But a lot of times, the stealth games give you that opportunity or that option to play both ways. I like to sneak up behind bitches, you know what I'm saying, and kill them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I like to do the stealthy stuff, but some of the stealth games are too slow. Like Dishonored, I game flew that. I'm glad I didn't do a walkthrough. Fun game, but it's so slow at the beginning. I haven't gotten far enough, I guess, to say otherwise. But that shit is slow.
Man, in Metal Gear, they offered the stealth mode, but you can't really go stealth in that game because you can't hide against nothing. All you can do is walk against something and hope they don't see you. And then the moment they do see you, they get that little yellow caution light.
They're like,
you're trying to run away from them. They're like, yeah, just like that. And
that
then you just go straight
you
to battle.
Right? Yeah. Whenever you're walking, you think you had it. Next thing you know, that alarm go off. You fucking shaking shit.
Yeah, I'm sitting there like, how did he see me? And then I have to pause the game to look to see where he saw me from. And the dude was on top of the a walkway just sitting there scoping. I'm like, how do you even see him right there? He didn't even show up on the radar.
Man, they should have put that little sound effect on Hitman on there. Like, dude be seeing,
man,
you have
no idea.
And they just...
no idea, yo. Like, you walk out there and you see a little meter fill up. Yeah, I played it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, was there a multiplayer to that one as well, wasn't there?
I didn't see one.
It better not be.
I don't know. I thought maybe I'm thinking of something else. But I thought that they had planned on putting a multiplayer into Hitman as well.
Let me look at the back of the game.
Yeah, like I don't even know what they would do. Like a lot of the multiplayers, they like there's
what
games
they do in a
they don't have a
player Hitman.
Same thing they had on Darkness 2. They don't have one on here.
Oh,
Darkness
well,
2
about,
had a
multiplayer. Assassin's Creed 3. I like that multiplayer though.
I just know, man. That shit is cheap. You talking about how I'm playing like you? I was raging on that. I see people think it's just Call of Duty. I was on Assassin's Creed, raging my ass off, man. You come up behind dudes and they get a, I forget what kind of kill it is, but you won't get full points for that joint, man.
What is it? It's the were you stun them or something? Or when they kill you and when you after you've seen them already or something like that.
I don't even remember. I just know it's like it's bogus. It ain't even like real stuff. That's another stealth multiplayer for a game. I guess that stealth option on there too. A lot of the times. But Watch Dogs. I forget. Far Cry was big and that's another Ubisoft game.
Yeah.
The lead developer left in towards the end of the creation of Far Cry 3, and they pushed it back.
Oh, really?
He did the right thing. Right. And he went to work on Watch Dogs. He left there. The lead developer again. So I don't know what's going on with that.
You're building this fucking Watch Dogs up to be good, dude. It better be fucking good.
It gotta be. Seeing graphics ain't even everything. And a lot of people look at graphics and they say, oh, that's a good game, but like Grand Theft Auto has known to have graphics that like are borderline ass for what the consoles can offer, and you're not going to tell me that there's more than there's a lot of games around Grand Theft. Like Grand Theft is like classic vintage. Like that's just, you know what I mean? Like you know what to expect from them. You know it's always gonna be a good game, but
yeah, massive fucking storyline, really involving, get you fucking, you know, 25-30 hours fucking into the shit.
Right. What games you play? What games did y'all play that had good graphics or bad graphics that was fun, but the graphics is like this is poop.
I play Zelda on my laptop sometimes, and I see the graphics on there actually pretty damn good. It's better than it was when it was on the Nintendo.
Which 64? I thought the graphics on 64 were good though.
Hell
yeah. Well, I probably gotta go back and play that.
Yeah. But then what other games? Like that wrestling game and that James Bond.
yo.
Oh my god.
That James Bond Reloaded, boy.
That game was terrible.
Yeah. That was horrible.
That game was terrible. I couldn't find a game, yo. I could never find a game on that.
No. And when you did, they had shotguns.
They were just terrible.
Did either of you actually play Quantum of Solace when it came out?
I didn't. See, I didn't play any.
I bought it because it was basically the game of the two films, Casino Royale. You got to play Casino Royale storyline, and then that brought you through to the Quantum of Solace storyline. But then there was an online multiplayer to it as well, which was basically exactly fucking Call of Duty. I mean,
was
exactly.
It?
Yeah.
It was good? Good connection?
It was, yeah. I mean, it played really well. And there was all this shit for, there was one of the fucking, it was kind of like a search and destroy kind of thing. You know, you didn't respawn or anything like that. But one character on one team was Bond, and the other five on the team had to protect him and keep him alive. And he had to get from one side of the map to the other to an evac point. And then the other team, the enemy team, were all just fucking mercenaries or fucking terrorists or whatever. And all they had to do was kill Bond. As soon as Bond died, that was it. Didn't matter if the other five guys were alive or not. If you killed Bond, that was it. It was over. And that shit was fun as hell. I mean,
oh man. I missed that. I've never even heard of that.
And then there was a golden gun version or a mode as well, where you had to get 5 kills in a row. It was like a free for all. If you got 5 kills in a row, you were given this golden gun, which was fucking insane. And that
was the real gold gun.
That golden gun was real, yo.
That golden gun was outrageous, yo.
That gun be cheating, yo. You get a full ammo clip on that gun, yo. Sit in the corner and aim, yo.
Yeah.
And I was a split screen champion of Golden Gun, yo. What?
Oh, man. That's
yeah, here.
Motherfuckers be hiding in the bathroom, though. Get your dumb ass off the bathroom.
Open the bathroom door. Like, how do you know I was in there, man? I seen you on your screen, man. You've been sitting there 10 minutes, yo.
Champion with the laptop gun and the goddamn Golden Gun.
Sitting there with dual RC90s, yo. Oh, my God.
Man.
That gun.
That, see? That was real. See, that shit was fun, though. Like, so, like, when we play, like, if you play the Golden Gun game, you know somebody's sitting in the corner. Like, you expect whoever got the Golden Gun is going to be in the corner. But, like,
right,
people
yeah.
didn't, we didn't just play like that if we wasn't playing with the Golden Gun. Like, everybody ran around.
Yeah, everybody
nowadays,
ran around. Nobody.
Like, it's,
get online, it's people in the corners, hiding in the bushes, sitting next to Claymores on top of Betty's. It's all types
just
of shit.
In the Claymore.
Yeah, right.
I was playing some Black Ops 2 earlier with Rockefeller. Because it was his birthday, so we were streaming and shit. And we played some Kill Confirmed, and it was on Yemen. And I was running all over the place, fucking trying to kill people, getting shot in the ass, getting fucking blown up, all kinds of shit. And I respawn at one stage, and I see that we have a Guardian set up at the back of the map. And I'm like, what the hell is the Guardian doing there? Like, what the fuck? Why is it there? And then I go over to have a look, and the dude who owns the Guardian is lying underneath it. Like, he is literally thrown.
I've seen that before.
Underneath
yeah.
It.
Yeah,
basically the fucking thing is growing out of his head.
They should do something about that though. You should not be within a certain range of your own Guardian without taking damage.
They do the
like,
same things with the trophy systems too, like on Domination. Like they sit there under the trophy systems, not even near the flags though. Like they sit there. It was the same board on Yemen when dude was sitting there camping on the steps with the trophy system laying down. Like I shot the trophy system, so I thought I killed him, so I got 50 points. Next thing you know, he kills me. I look at the kill cam. I'm like, I did not shoot him.
He
you know,
probably
I
had
on the toughness. He didn't have on toughness, man. He had on two perks.
Yeah,
two
they need to really rethink about going back to the drawing board with some of the games.
And
I don't understand, why would they add something like that in the game, knowing that people play the way they do?
They
knowing
because
that.
Those the people that play like that, they're going to be
the
people
develop it.
That, right? Yeah, and the dudes that play, them dudes be ass. Like Von Hart, yeah. You ever watch them play? Them boys be ass. No wonder they think 25
kills. Better than they are.
That's what I'm saying. Like they gotta put stuff like that in the game. But like the hardcore dudes, we try to play the right way. We ain't the majority. We get phased out. Minute.
All right,
every
man.
Guy gonna be camping. That's why you see team deathmatch can turn into a 9-minute game.
But
team deathmatch can be
play,
4 minutes.
Yeah, right, yo. 4 minutes at least.
9 minutes.
You know, you get a UAV, spam UAVs, 2-3 kills. Now it's 6 kills and a assist to get a damn UAV or something like that.
Yeah. Right. Like I think it's 4. Yeah, it's 450. So it's 4 kills. And some
wow.
type of assist. Like, come
like
on,
that's,
guys.
That's ridiculous. That's probably why they added all that extra stuff to get points and stuff. But who's going to be looking for that?
We don't
like,
get
no
that
one's going to be looking for that. That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. Back to the drawing board. And on that note, Dead Space 4 has been canceled for low
really?
Sales. Yep.
Wow.
You know, I'll be honest. I didn't buy that. And I've bought the other two. But I didn't buy the third one. I've been considering it, but the only reason I'm going to buy that is if somebody I know buys it as well, so we can do a co-op. Because I started to find those games really repetitive towards the end. You know, it's just doing the same shit, running around, making sure that no fucking vents are in front of you. Because if there's a vent in front of you and you run past,
right.
it's going to fucking end up shitting your pants. Because something's going to fucking grab you. And fuck that. I'm 29 years of age in fucking a couple of weeks' time. I don't want to be shitting my pants all the fucking time when I'm playing the game.
Right. Is that like Mass Effect, though? It's like, because like when I looked at it, because I never played Dead Space, and I really like Mass Effect 3. That was the only Mass Effect that I played. And I'm like, yo, this is like a good game. Like, there's a lot you can do on here. The storyline was good. The voiceovers wasn't, you know,
yeah.
bad, But the game, some of the good.
Yeah, some of the animations were awful. Like, did you ever get Shepard to smile when you said something?
Man.
And it just fucking
yeah.
he looks like the most retarded elephantitis looking motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Fucking see, isn't that worse when he tries
right.
to smile?
Well, was Dead Space is that the same company, by the way? I have no idea.
I don't even know who made Dead Space.
Like it looks to me like Mass Effect, but with different characters, different scenery, but like the core game was like
nah.
That's what
Dead Space is basically. It's closer to more like a Resident Evil kind of thing. It's a survival horror.
Okay.
All these people have all come back from the dead as these fucking necromorphs, so they've all got these huge big fucking spears as fucking arms, and they just run around all fucking gangly. And you cut off their legs to kill them. You cut off
gangly.
Cut off feet. Yeah.
Gang,
man, I've seen a video of Hard 8 doing a live comment of him playing that game, man. I damn near shit my pants just watching him play, because it's like this huge monster. I don't know what it was. Like, it was just creeping through the shadows, and, yo, it sliced his body, like, I don't know what he sliced him with. He sliced him with some wing or something, some part of his body. I don't know. It was made of bone.
See,
yo,
I'm gonna rent that, then, because I want to play it. See, but that's, I'll probably play that with my girl.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be hilarious.
I like
fucking
games like that.
You gotta fucking record that shit live with the webcam.
Oh, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that live. Turn the lights out. Scare the shit out of her. And make her put the headset on.
Oh, you should do what they do with them Slender videos, yo. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Slender was ass, though. That, Dills was exaggerating. I played that thing. I was playing that shit at work, man. Shit was whack.
You got a fucking 25 or 26 year old dude actually screaming and falling off his chair playing that. I mean, come on. I know I say that I shit my pants, and I do kind of shit my pants, but I don't fucking scream to God. I keep it all inside and bottle it up because I'm a man, goddammit. But like, for the effects and stuff. And I got to be honest, it's the only time I've ever liked the DJ Keemstar video. He did a fucking piss take of that where he sat on the fucking thing, and he got somebody behind him to open the door of the room, and he just screamed and screamed and jumped off his chair and fucking rolled around the floor. That shit was funny, taking the piss out of the guy that I watched doing it was fuck's his name? PewDiePie.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
dude.
I watched that dude's fucking... I watched that dude's montages of feels, because it's kind of funny to laugh at the stupidity of him. You know, just the fact that he screams so much like that.
Man, my man got 5 million.
You seen that guy, 6'6 Heartless?
His mouth is screaming, but his face isn't showing any fear whatsoever, is he?
Yeah.
That's why I stopped watching that dude.
What dude? Papa John?
The Heartless guy, he makes he plays some SCP games, the Cry of Fear, just all the scary games. He do Let's Play the Autumn Games. And that dude,
I gotta check him out.
You gotta check him out. Watch his SCP games.
I wonder how that feels when you're a hardcore gamer and they cancel your whole series. Like, I know Dead Space dudes. Well, see, a lot of the Dead Space hardcore dudes probably was upset with the game. It seems like, man, like, games get popular and then they just start changing them so much away from the core game that, like, dudes, like, really don't even like it no more. It's like they just keep trying it, but they like, this ain't never going to work. They just keep changing it and changing it.
Yeah, that's what they said about Resident Evil 2 when they said it was too much action in it. I didn't really find a problem with it, but, you know, I do kind of, like, miss the parts where you just go around, like what you did in Resident Evil 4, like where you went around and just, I don't know, what you gotta do, look for that little girl and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because Chris version, man.
The game came out, it was like fucking 7-8 years ago. It was just after I got my Xbox and I played this. It was called Vampire Rain. Either of you guys ever hear of that?
I never heard of that one.
That thing was insane. It was basically vampires had taken over most of the world kind of thing. And it was set at night and you could not be seen. Because if they saw you, they fucked you up. There was nothing you could do about it. You did not beat a fucking vampire in a fight. You had all these weapons and all these things. But these things just kicked the fuck out of you. So you literally had to fuck it. It was the ultimate stealth game. You could not be seen at all. It was like playing Metal Gear Solid on fucking insane difficulty. The minute you're seeing the game's over. And these dudes had like super hearing and super smell and super sight. So you had to be like crawling along on your fucking stomach behind like a foot high wall, shitting your pants because you knew there was some fucker somewhere who was going to see you in the next 5 seconds. That game took me like 3 weeks to finish, and it was only like a fucking 3 or 4 hour long campaign. But that's how fucking intense it was. You couldn't do anything wrong. One step out of fucking line, and that was it. You were fucked. And I kind of really loved that about it, you know, the fact that you had to be so precise and that sort of stealth element to it. I miss that about games, because games just want you to fucking kill shit now, which is cool too, but sometimes it's cool to have the other thing, you know, the other side.
Man, that game would have pissed me off, man.
Right.
I'm kidding.
How to see me? How to
see me? I'm behind the car!
No, I was doing that. I was playing Hitman. And I screamed like that. My girl came up. She said, what the hell's going on? I said, how the motherfucker? She's like, what are you talking about? I have no idea how to do it. The chef saved me. Because, you know, you can put people's disguises on. Right?
Yeah.
But if you get too close to the person that has a similar outfit on, they'll see you.
They'd be like, what the hell?
Almost made it. That bar filled up so quick, the little yellow thing. I'm like, man, this game is cheap, bruh. But that's a good game. So, since we're here, we're about halfway through the show. A little more than halfway. Damn, the show goes quick. We're going to do our buyer sell segment. So, Papa John, since you a guest today, the buyer sell segment is basically us. We ask, we all decide, is a game worth the $60 based off of actual experience, trailers, whatever you want to go off of. It ain't always got to be a popular game. I think the last week we did, what did we do last week? God of War,
yeah.
Before that, we did Tomb Raider. I mean, those were pretty easy, like, but this week, I picked something that might not be so easy. So on the 20th, next Tuesday, then we got Bioshock Infinite. That's gonna be a big game. And Army of Two Devil's Cartel. Patty Mac, buy or sell Army of Two Devil's Cartel being a good game. But here's the thing. With all the games that have come out this year, can it stack up? Sell.
I don't think so. I had the first one. The first one was okay. I wouldn't go any further than okay. I played that co-op with my cousin, and it was okay. It was what it was. I got through it, and I was happy enough with that. I didn't even touch the second one when it came out. It was a fucking, I don't know what the fuck it was called. It was something with 40 in the title or something like that. I didn't even touch that shit, so I'm not going near this one either. Unless you're going to play a game co-op like that, right, I don't think those games work, because when you have an AI character running around beside you doing shit and they're dumb as fuck, it destroys the purpose of the game.
Oh my god.
An AI character fucking hiding his ass behind some barrels when you're taking on fucking 600 fucking dudes, that dude's, what the fuck? I mean, you stop and you actually set the controller down looking at the dude and be like, you know, fuck it and help out, you dumb son of a bitch.
They did that shit on Resident Evil City. What was you about to say?
Resident Evil 5, man. I was going to say something about that stupid AI bot, man. Resident Evil 5.
Yes.
Who was that that AI bot I had? Sheva, was the name Sheva or something?
Sheva, yeah.
I wanted to slap the bejesus out of her, yo, because I'm telling you, it was me against the native, yo. It was what was it? It was the huge dude. He had a huge spear, and what he did, he came out of nowhere, dropkicked me. You know what Sheva does? It was a vase over there, a vase with a herb. She ran over to the herb, healed herself, and let me get freaking dog raped by them freaking Indians. And I'm like, Sheva, what are you doing? And I stood up there calling her name, and she said, no, I can't come right now. I was like, are you serious? I wanted to be done with that game.
I love that shit as well, because you could actually ask them to come and heal you or come and revive you. And every time you do that, no, I can't do it.
That was the only AI bot I ever had a problem with. Yo, she was retarded, yo. I wanted to record that game, too, because she was retarded. And then there was another time when I had to, I think I had to kill Wesker, but I think I killed him by myself, didn't I? Did you have to kill Wesker by yourself? At the very end?
Yeah. You had to take him on your own, because she ran off to try and get Jill or something like that. Jill Valentine or some shit.
I ain't
touch that. I ain't play that joint. That Raccoon City turned me all the way off.
I played Resident Evil 6. I still didn't beat it yet, but Resident Evil 6 is pretty good. I'm on Leon part.
I did Leon's, and then I don't know. I got kind of something turned me off it. I don't know what it was. I remember at the time thinking, fuck, I can't be bothered playing through the campaign again, another twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though the story will be slightly different, it's going to be the exact same game, more or less. You know, you're running around doing the same shit. So I don't know whether I enjoyed. I think they should have wove the three campaigns together and have you playing them simultaneously, if you know what I mean, rather than, you know, you select one and play it all, and then you select the second one, you play it all. I know they were trying to go for playability and replayability and stuff, but I don't think that one hit the mark. And I got the fucking special edition of that shit as well.
Oh, you did?
I've got the fucking hoodie and all. It's the only time I've ever got something free with a video game that actually fits.
Oh, no.
So, Papa John, you by yourself. Devil's Cartel. Army of Two, yo. That shit look ass.
Army of Two, I heard that was pretty good. Devil, I don't know. I don't even know what that game is even about.
I mean, it's Army of Two, Devil's Cartel. So, I mean,
I don't know, because I see my friend playing the first Army of Two, and he said it was pretty good, but I don't know. I don't really get into games like that, honestly. Army of Two.
You like Call of Duty and Ghost Recon. Come on. I ain't trying to hear that, bro. You lose points for that shit. I don't know. I say no. Like, I say sell. Because, like, with these games coming out, that's ain't no way that's going to stack up to Tomb Raider, Dead Space.
Oh, hell no.
God of War.
Yeah.
Bioshock. Like, they had no business putting that thing out right when they put it out. So, they get an L for that shit. Like,
They should have been putting that out in the middle of January or in the middle of May when nothing else is coming out.
Right.
And then you can maybe sort of claim some sort of success. But I don't know. Maybe it's one of those games that has like a cult following that will do well because people fucking love it. But not for me. Nah.
I don't know what kind of cult they got. Don't know why I know. Ever. Hey, they don't touch that. Matter of fact, I think Smackboy might
actually. Boy, he played Army of Two?
Yeah, I think he only did it to play co-op, though. That's like Patty was saying, like, he only would specifically get that to play with his cousin when his younger cousin come over so they can play, like, co-op games. That's why he wanted to borrow Far Cry to play the co-op on that. So, I guess that's one of the games for that. But just a solo experience, they're going to get the L for that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking. The next thing I had was, ain't nobody going to give a shit, because I don't.
I haven't played Mega Man since the damn Game Boy.
That's what I see. We was talking about a couple shows ago. They keep trying to, like, they got all these classic games sitting up here on life support, yo. Nobody.
But they don't. That's something they definitely don't need online. I mean, come on, keep that to like a single player type of game. Nobody would have. Go against some people that come from Call of Duty and expect to do some amazing shit on Mega Man. Come on now.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you need Call of Duty crowd, and you ain't gonna get Mega Man online. Right, man.
That's ridiculous. They should have. Wow. I don't even.
Also, a Minecraft subscription service has been revealed. I don't play Minecraft. Y'all play Minecraft at all?
I've seen people play. I've seen Thunder do some videos on it when he get fucked up by the little things that be blowing up.
I mean, I told you guys before that I do play it, but like again, it's one of those things. If you get fucking pissed off with Black Ops all night, me and a couple friends, Barn the Fact and Rockefeller, might jump on there for like 20 minutes just to fucking cool your head down. Not of any shit. And, you know, we play it like cheap bosses. We play it on peaceful, so there's none of them shit blowing you up. We just run around fucking, you know, knifing each other with fucking high jumps and shit and jumping off cliffs just to fucking calm the fuck down. But I'm not paying no money to play that shit. Fuck no.
See, you seen the graphics on that Minecraft, man? Look like...
Hey, them graphics is like... Them is the sickest graphics maybe ever, yo.
Hell yeah.
Minecraft?
What?
Like...
Oh, my God.
I ain't never seen nothing.
I like square sheep, okay?
That's the case where YouTube is good. YouTube carry. Ain't nobody going to sit up here and tell me that Minecraft did not get popular from YouTube. Because you
got
crazy.
C-Nanners,
yep. He did it. I mean, it wasn't just him, but like that's the first guy that comes to mind with that stuff. And I never understood it. Like, when I watched it, I'm like, what is this? Then I watched your man, obviously Jesus. Did you see that?
Man, screw that. I never watched, I don't even like hearing that.
Did you see he asked for $6,000?
I saw somebody do that shit, and I watched that video. He can't pay his fucking rent or some shit, and he's gonna lose his house or something, and he wanted to leave the country. Yeah, he said he needed six thousand.
Did you see El Presidor's spoof? Yo,
no.
Yo, I gotta link y'all. I'm gonna link y'all in the Skype chat when we done.
Oh yeah.
El Presidor, he got the wig. He got the obviously Jesus wig on his head. That shit had me in tears. I honestly dress moderately too successfully. I can't stand that obvious dude, man. That's the only commentator I ever blocked.
I can't stand that dude, man. I seen that one video where he was playing Minecraft, man. I'm like, wow. And that video had at least like 180,000 views, yo. You should see the comments on that video, man. It was just ridiculous. I'm like, wow, people like this dude.
The thing about YouTube is it's crazy. There is such fanaticism among like subscribers. People that are subscribed to Wings, not to take the piss out of them, like some people I know are, there, so they get to see all those videos and just rip the shit out of them all the time. You get some people there that would literally fucking start fights. Like, you know, if they could, they would try and fight you in real life. And they're like fucking three foot fucking six, fucking pimply fucking four-year-olds. But these dudes go fucking insane. And I mean, on Twitter earlier, a subscriber of mine put me into a fucking Twitter conversation that he was having with a Justin Bieber fucking fanatic. And this shit was fucking insane. This kid, who was probably about 12, must have sent me like fucking 40 messages on Twitter fucking telling me
he's gonna kill you.
Well, probably. If I'd have said that fucking Bieber was a bitch and I'm glad he was thrown out of the UK. Well, he wasn't thrown out, but I'm glad he ran out of the UK and said he'd never be back. I would have probably got death threats. And it's insane how these fucking idiots on YouTube fucking inspire such fanaticism. I mean,
I tell you,
want the fucking bodyguard for PAX next week.
Why?
he thinks he's in sort of actual danger. He thinks somebody's gonna try and harm him, and he was.
Well, I understand. I ain't spending no money though. If I ain't safe, I ain't going, bro. That's the oldest rule in the book, right there.
There you go. Somebody broke into their house a couple of weeks ago, and he thinks it was somebody, either a subscriber or a stalker of his. Nothing to do.
It might have been though. These sounds are crazy, like you said.
But he's banging a porn star who is way more likely to get. Some sort of fucking creepy stalker trying to break in and steal her fucking panties or something.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks it was him. He thinks somebody broke in to get at him. So he was fucking looking to hire somebody off Twitter to be his bodyguard. He was going to pay them $300 for the week. He was going to fly them to Boston. He was going to give them accommodation, food, into all the parties and the event itself with him to protect him.
Wow. Hey, X-Jaw's a businessman, though. I mean, I don't agree with some of his policies, but, like, you just got money to just do some boss shit. Like, hire a bodyguard, but who you gonna hire a bodyguard off YouTube? 9 out of 10 people on YouTube is too soft to leave a house.
Exactly.
You talking about hiring them?
You mean gonna come outside and get blinded by the light, yo? It's like, what is this?
Right?
Yo, strange object in the sky.
The only person I would ever consider having as a bodyguard off YouTube would be Woody's Gamertag. Because whilst whoever's going to attack you, whilst they're kicking the living fuck out of him, like, they wouldn't get tired of kicking that dude. You could just walk off. You'd be happy enough. You'd be on. You'd be gone.
Right.
Just beating the ass off that
dude. That is ridiculous. We down to our last 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I hope, Patty, did you play God of War Ascension? Did you play it?
No. Dude, that thing's not out over here yet. It doesn't come out until tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It's been out with you guys since Tuesday. We don't get it until tomorrow. I've got my girlfriend's brother's PlayStation. It's sitting here beside me. I'm just waiting for the fucking shop to open in the morning so I can go and get that. Go and rent
that
and fucking
life,
play that all weekend. That's it. I'm not going to be seen on Xbox all weekend because I'm going to be on my fucking old-ass PS3 account, which I haven't touched in like 2 years.
PS3 and
account
is free.
I can't even play new games, man.
Hell yeah.
I still got many
Dude,
games
Papa John,
I need to beat.
You slacking, man. You slacking, bro. You playing Crysis.
Yeah, I know.
Invisible cloaking and shit, man. All these games. Let's actually go ahead
man,
and
look
take
here.
A look at the...
I'm trading Far Cry once I'm done with that. I'm trading in Resident Evil once I'm done with that. I'm just
Don't trade it in. Sell it on Craigslist, dog. Do not... They're going to give you like... They gave me $12 for Modern Warfare 3 when I was ready to trade it in. You can get like $12 for that Far Cry. You might get like $16. Sell that on Craigslist for like $30, $40, $35.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get that to her.
Shit. I'm looking at the upcoming games. We got Army of Two Devil Cartel. Oh, The Last of Us ain't coming out till May, I believe.
Yeah, I know.
They
pushed it back to June.
I see. I thought they was pushing it back till the new consoles came out, but I'm going to go ahead and grab that. BioShock Infinite. I might have to grab that. Sniper Elite Volume 3. Oh, wait. Volume 2 Star Edition. I thought Volume 3 was coming. Oh, no. That was announced. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Woods. Nah, bro.
Tiger Woods games,
they're fun.
I buy them.
They ain't worth $60 though.
I buy them. I keep them for like 3 weeks, and then when you start realizing that every tournament you go into, if you play the 4 rounds of the tournament, you're putting up fucking 65 under scores, and you're like, okay, right, this is just fucking gone ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm fucking
burning
every that I play on, and the computer is keeping up. What the fuck?
Yeah, they be
How
cheating.
Can I be this prodigy and be like fucking, you know, 18 under every round, and yet every other fucking golfer in the world is doing the same shit when fucking Rory McIlroy's walking off courses in real life like a fucking dumbass.
They're cheating. I think there's some Dishonored DLC coming out on the 16th. Dishonored, The Knife of Dunwall. I'm not getting that. I mean, every game has DLC now, which is not a bad thing, but it's like, who cares? Like, most of the DLC that I see coming out, it's like, who cares? Unless it's free. And even then, I still might not. Because by the time the DLC come out, you already beat the game. You probably even traded it in, or, you know what I mean? Unless you might borrow that shit. Like, I don't even have games left for DLC. There's more DLC for Assassin's Creed 3. The Tyranny of...
Tyranny of
Wild
something.
King
ain't there another one that came out too?
I think this is like the third one. I'm not messing with that either. Once again, I mean, that was a good game. Definitely was not better than Revelations.
No, it wasn't.
Because I mean, that new Connor was weak to me. Like everybody, a lot of people liked him. I thought he was like, out of all the characters, he's definitely the lowest dude. He's whack.
Yeah, Ezio was a badass.
Yeah,
Ezio
was a boss.
And Altair was just a fucking. He was just a psycho.
Yeah, Altair was definitely.
That dude was unreal, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Ezio might have died of AIDS. He was hitting everything.
They did a 40-minute movie, like an animated movie for Ezio called Embers, Assassin's Creed Embers, and it showed Ezio dying. Yeah, you should be able to get that shit on YouTube.
Let me type this in right now. It was.
I think at Walmart. I think on was it on Blu-ray? I don't think it was on Blu-ray. It was on DVD or something like that.
You could download it off the Xbox Live Marketplace. So you should be able to get it on PSN as well. Yeah, and it's basically like some young chick comes and finds Ezio, and Ezio's in like his 70s, and she finds him and she asks him to train her and stuff like that, because these people are trying to fucking kill her or some weird shit or whatever, and she's been sent to him by some assassins in China or some shit, and it shows this like sort of really sort of sweet old fucking Ezio, fucking, you know, real old grandpa kind of dude, and then he kicks the living fuck out of these guys to break into his house to kill this chick, and then they go to the market and he just fucking keels over and dies. He's telling her a story and he just fucking he falls.
Oh, I gotta see that.
It's like, holy shit, really? This is how you're gonna have this badass motherfucker falling asleep,
right?
Probably in a puddle.
He went out like
really?
Bitch. He went out like, see, that's how that dude, Big Boss, that, not Big Boss, was that Big, which one of the snakes died on at the end of 4?
It was Solid Snake and Ocelot died.
Metal Gear.
Solid Snake kills Ocelot at the end. And then right. Solid Snake himself, I think he might die at the end of that himself, does he? I can't remember it that long.
Are you talking about...
Yeah, I gotta go back and play that.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
When I've got this PlayStation,
that's
I'm going to
rent that. On PS,
yeah.
PS3.
MGS 4, yeah.
Yeah, it ain't like Revengeance. Revengeance, that is not Metal Gear. It's people like, that is not Metal Gear, bro.
Oh, it's not, is it? I just finished that shit today. Fuck it. Have you
finished
it,
man? I'm stuck on the part where you gotta kill, that dude. The dude where he morphs into the, I forgot his name because he pisses me off. Armstrong.
Oh, him. He's the last dude. I killed that dude in like 8 minutes or something this evening.
What?
Man, yeah.
Dude, whooping my ass, man. Every time I come near him, he's like, keeps throwing freaking rocks and stuff at me. He kills me in 4 hits, yo, when I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
When I am paying attention.
God damn it.
No, you don't understand, yo. You don't understand. Like, I'll go in there and I'll do like a freaking Street Fighter combo on this man. He sits there, eats it all, does a special move, and just pounds on me, yo.
Is this
he stuns
when
you're me.
Up I'm
stunned
for
at least
tank?
10 seconds, man.
Like, at the very start of the fight against him up on top of the tank, you basically got to sort of get a couple of hits in and keep getting away from him, a couple of hits in and get away from him. And then it goes to like a cutscene. And then it all happens again. You do the exact same shit again. You get a couple of hits and run like fuck. A couple of hits and run like fuck.
Yeah, but that's what I've been doing. I've been doing that, man. Then it was the one cutscene where he charges at me and he misses. And then I like sit there and tap square for a minute. I'm just sitting there tapping buttons like I'm dodging his attacks. And then I do some damage to him. But I only notice that when I get down like 5% health. That only happens. And when I try to force it to happen, what he does, he jumps up in the air and he picks him off the ground and throws it at me. And I'm sitting there trying to slice it. I keep missing it every time, and I'm like, oh my god.
So you sound to me like it happens the way it happens because your ass.
No, I'm man. Look here.
Oh my gooey.
You get expert tips, right? Oh, like how's your gooies? Like you get expert tips right now, Patty, man. You better take them, man. Do that. You out here doing all this.
I mean, I've been doing everything he said. Everything he said, running away from him, backing away from him. But it's like he does. I don't know, he switches it up every time. Like, I run away from him, and he does a special move, and I keep beating on him, run away from him again, and then next thing you know, he pounds the ground, and it's this flash bright light. Next thing you know, he's charging at me, hitting me 6 times, and my health is gone. I'm like, yo, bullshit.
See, when he starts doing those, when he glows red, he's going to do a move that you can block or parry.
Yeah,
and when he glows gold, he's going to do one that you can't. So you just run like fuck. Like, I literally run like fuck. I'm like Forrest Gump. I was running. Circles around the fucking, around the area. And this dude's like smashing the ground. The ground's exploding everywhere. But I'm just running like fucking. I'm going like fuck.
I just got an idea.
I mean,
I've been doing that, man.
I've been trying to take it so
whatever
slow.
Whatever that idea was.
Like, the dude he starts off with 200% health. And when I hit him 3 times, he's down to like 198.
You know what? I'm gonna get that game because I need to see what all the hype is about. But I was gonna say that we should probably talk about the hardest final battles on games that we went through on the next show, like the hardest ones. Cause
I
could talk about a few of those.
Yo, some of the last joints be crazy. Like they're so hard. You start getting mad. Like there's bosses that's been so hard. I goddamn stopped playing the game for like 2 weeks. Before I try that shit again.
I did that on Zelda, man. I stopped playing that game months, man. I think it was Ocarina of Time.
I don't even remember the last battle.
You had to fight Ganon on there.
Yeah, but I don't remember what you had to do, because you had to fight him, like, through that paint, and I remember that, but that was, I think you had to fight him, like, 3 times on that show. So we down to our last 5 minutes on the show already. Five minutes.
Oh, my
goodness.
Five minutes.
Oh, my
gooey. Oh, shit, man. That's it. I mean, I heard you saying that in videos, Chiz. I thought, like, you know, it was just something kind of funny when you were saying it. But now that shit is fucking emblazed in my head. And every video I do now is going to be, oh,
man, you telling me, man. When they said that crap, man, I went at least 2 weeks saying that to myself, yo.
Yeah,
like,
but he got
you,
off the game.
And every time
got...
I said that, man.
I didn't say that, man. You know what? I'm getting off.
I know.
I'm getting... He tried to say he was getting off because he was having a hard time. Nah, in your heart, it was all about Shigui, you know?
His gooey was getting hurt.
Yeah, so
he,
that
he got
never
got hurt. He didn't get blood hurt. He got gooey hurt.
Gooey hurt, though. I'm still looking at these release dates. This year is crazy. The first quarter, there's like 8 heavy hitting games out here. Dead Island Riptaz coming out. Nobody's talking about that.
Oh, have you seen the fucking?
That finished beating
I gotta show you guys
the
link to the UK special edition of that shit. Of Dead Island Riptide. That shit is insane. It comes with a dead body. Like a dead torso. Yeah, hold on. I gotta get you a link to this. It's a shame the guys in the... Anybody that's listening, just Google it. Dead Island Riptide UK Zombie Bait Collector's Edition. That's what it's called.
Hey, going, yeah, Google all that shit, God.
We had to pause the show
Dead
and rewind
it. Zombie Care Package Part 2 Devil's Part 2. Yeah,
right. Okay, just type in Dead Island Riptide Zombie, and it's the first thing that comes up in Google suggestions.
Yeah, I'm about to do that shit right now. And I'm looking at this last thing I'm looking at is the Star Trek game. I'm getting that. Ain't nobody talking about
Star
that.
Star Trek?
That's
what the
Star
fuck?
Yeah, man.
I heard that there's a game coming out of that. That shit's going to be cool. I'm going to get that.
I mean, that's one of them Sleeping Dogs. Nobody was talking about that, and I knew that was going to be a good game. Like a couple months before it came out, and I ended up grabbing that, and then I seen like people actually started to get it like after release, because you know a lot of games people get early and nobody really had that one.
Yeah.
What, man, the hell?
Look at that.
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
You seeing that?
Oh yeah.
I actually,
they're gonna be busting nuts on the torso.
Look at them titties. Look at them. God damn. I hope that belly button is actually 3D. Just I'm putting it out there. I'm going to get freaky with that thing. That's
yeah,
awesome.
This motherfucker will put the tongue and the belly button on the bloody torso, though.
Hell yeah. Oh, come on, you can't pass up an opportunity.
Shit, for that's $149.95. She's anatomically correct. I remember some nerdy ass dude said that shit to me in high school. That's a dumb ass on my face.
Oh, my Lord.
That was Papa John's, man. That must have been your cousin or something. Your dude.
Hey, man, you better get out of here with that, yo.
That is your dude. She's anatomically correct. Who is?
She's got the gooey.
Got the gooey.
Perfect, man.
Oh, my God. I should have never even mentioned that gooey crap, man. I should never even...
You shouldn't have. Listen, that is a part of my channel now. So I get at least Oh My Gooey's comment on every video. It's even crossed over to the Waku channel. People are bringing the gooey's. I might get a t-shirt, yo. I might have to get a t-shirt.
The gooey's
is
real, man.
You need to put out a line of t-shirts.
You better come
and
get some of the profit on that gooey, too.
Them gooey's. Them gooey's. All one word.
Them gooey's.
Gooey hurt. I raced quick because I was gooey hurt.
Right. But so we down to our last 1 minute of the show. So before we go, Papa John, give them your YouTube link, man. Tell them, man. Tell them. Right, go ahead. All right,
people.
Go.
YouTube link is, man, I forgot my damn YouTube.
He said like he was ready.
YouTube channel, Papa John 92 at yahoo.com. Oh, excuse me. I said Yahoo.
YouTube.com/PapaJohn92
Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. Check out my live comms. Check out my latest video, which I'm going to upload a zombie part with Emily Baby tomorrow. So, I think about 2. So, yeah, go ahead. Check that out, people.
That was beautiful. It was emotional.
It was.
Somebody knocked on the door and shit. We got 15 seconds left. We're going to
somebody
knock
on your
the show, man.
Somebody give you.
Right. Any last
I'm
words? You got 5 seconds.
Because my gooey hurts.
Help. Going help. Help. Help.
Gooey.
Going help.
All right, it looks like we out of here. That commentary went up late as hell. That shit went up at like quarter till, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
I'm going to go look at that
oh,
right
well.
Now.
Until next week, we out.
All right.
Aaron's ass.